请我们翻到《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to the Book of Acts.
使徒行传。
The Book of Acts.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都锁拿下监。
And I persecuted this way to the death, blinding and putting both men and women into prisons.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我将到大马色正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我。
And it came about that as I was on my way, approaching Damascus about noontime, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven all around me.
我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
我回答说，主啊，你是谁？
And I answered, Who art thou, Lord?
他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he said to me, I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let's still have another simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，这次你何等恩待我们，召聚我们在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you because you have been gracious to us and called us to be at your feet.
你真是对我们说了许多话。
You have spoken so many words to us.
因着你的恩典，你让我们能认识基督，我们的荣耀的主。
By your grace, you have enabled us to know our Christ, our glorious Lord.
我们不只认识主的死、复活，还有升天。
Not only do we know his death, but his resurrection and his ascension.
我们现在来到了这个聚会最末了的一段时间。
Now as we come to the end of the conference,
也是最后的一个晚上。
The last evening,
我们求你用你的同在来充满整个的聚会。
We ask that you would presence yourself throughout the whole meeting.
但愿以你的同在做我们聚会的冠冕。
And may your presence be our crown.
我们求你对我们深处说话。
We ask that you speak to the depths of our heart.
为了以往几天所说的话，我们向你敬拜。
We praise you for the words that you spoke in the past couple of days.
我们知道你还有话要说。
We know you still have words to speak.
我们求你说在我们的深处。
We ask that you speak it to the depths.
除去所有拦阻我们听见你话的。
Remove any barrier that keeps us from hearing your word.
主啊，我们说我们都在这里。
We say, Lord, we are all here.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.弟兄姊妹都知道，我们这一次大会的主题是认识基督。
Brothers and sisters all know that the theme of the conference this time is knowing Christ.
我们的弟兄们已经提到基督的死和基督的复活。
Our brothers have already shared on Christ's death and his resurrection.
今天晚上和明天早晨，我们一同来看基督的升天。
Tonight and tomorrow morning, we will look at Christ's ascension.
我们的弟兄们。特别是引用腓立比第三章的话。
And our brothers use the verse in chapter 3 of Philippians.
那里有一段保罗的见证。
There is a testimony there of Paul.
然后他告诉我们他怎样认识基督。
And he tells us how he knows Christ.
他不光要得着基督。
Not only does he want to gain Christ.
他不光愿意丢弃万事如同粪土为要得着基督。
He does not only consider everything rubbish to gain Christ.
他要认识基督。
But he wants to know Christ.
那么所以他说到他怎样认识基督的复活。
So he mentioned how he knew of Christ's resurrection.
认识基督的死。
And his death.
那今天我们要来看到底保罗怎么认识升天。
And today we want to see how Paul knows the ascension.
有一件事我们要记得的。
There is one thing we need to be reminded of.
就是保罗他一得救一重生，他所遇见的那一位就是升天的主。
As soon as Paul was saved, as he was reborn, he met that ascended Lord.
保罗对于基督升天的认识不是从书本得来的。
Paul's knowledge of ascension of Christ is not learned from books.
也不是从学校得来的。
It was not learned from school.
保罗对于基督升天的基督
，the ascended Christ，
他所得着的知识。乃是头手第一手的知识。
The knowledge that Paul gained was firsthand.
因为你还记得他曾经要到大马士革去，要索拿那些基督徒。
You remember that he was going to Damascus to arrest those Christians.
结果没有想到，在往大马士革的路上。
And we never thought that as he was going on the road to Damascus.
结果有大光四面照着他。
There was a great light that shone upon him.
他扑倒在地。
And he fell to the ground.
他以为要捉拿那些信奉主耶稣拿撒勒耶稣的人。
He thought that he was there to arrest those who believe in the name of Jesus.
结果没有想到他自己被捉拿。
But he never thought that he would be arrested.
Once caught, never escape.
Once caught, never escape.
一旦被捉拿了，保罗永远没有逃脱的时候。
Once caught, he would never be able to escape.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
他乃是被那位在荣耀里的基督。
He was taken by that glory, the Christ in glory.
升天的基督。
The ascended Christ.
是被这样的一位荣耀的主被锁，被他锁拿住。
He was arrested by such a Christ.
从此以后，他完全失去了自由。
From then on, he lost all his freedom.
如果我们问保罗，
If we were to ask Paul,
根据你一生的经历，
According to your experience,
你对主的认识是从什么时候开始的？
When did you really start to know Christ?
他要告诉你说，从大马色的路上。
He will tell you from the road, on the road to Damascus.
那一次，他从上头生。
At that time, he was born from above.
那一次，他重生了。
At that time, he was reborn.
因为圣灵生了他。
Because the Holy Spirit birthed him.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters, 一个婴孩刚刚生下来
When an infant is first born,
他第一天他所看见他眼睛所能看见大概是光和暗如此而已
The first thing, the only thing they can see is light and darkness
慢慢大概经过两天三天以后
And after two or three days
没有多久以后
After a little while
就在他的两个眼睛的面前出现了一张的面孔
In front of his two eyes there will be a face
那张的面孔就是他母亲的脸。
And that face is the mother's face.
他这个婴孩就在这张母亲的脸底下长大的。
And this infant will grow up before the face of the mother.
他天天看见母亲的笑容。
Daily he sees the lovely face of the mother.
母亲的笑容是他长大的原因。
The smile of the mother's face is the reason he grows.
这就是为什么每个人都庆祝母亲节。
That is why everybody celebrates Mother's Day.
没有人庆祝父亲节。
Nobody celebrates Father's Day.
父亲节是因为领带卖出去了，领带卖不出去，所以才有父亲节。
The only reason we have Father's Day is to be able to sell ties.
母亲节是因为我们每个人生下来是那张脸支配了我们。
Because Mother's Day is to be remembered that that face is who brought us up.
保罗从圣灵生。
Paul was born in the Spirit.
所以他就看见了神的国。
So he saw the kingdom of God.
但是不要忘记，当他看见神的国的时候。
But when he saw the kingdom of God,
他乃是看见神的荣耀，乃是显在耶稣基督的面上。
He saw God's glory shown forth on Jesus Christ's face.
他认得，他知道。
He knew.
他知道那个一定是升天的基督。
He knew that that was the ascended Christ.
其实对这位主，他不是一点都不知道。
It's not as if he did not know this Lord.
他知道他的死。
He knew his death.
他知道他挂在木头上。
He knew that he hung on the tree.
他根据他的神学。
According to his theology.
根据他所明白的旧约。
According to his understanding of the Old Testament.
所有被挂在木头上都是应当被咒诅的。
All those who are hung on the tree should be cursed.
不可能是基督的。
It's impossible to be Christ.
所以如果圣经是对的话。
So if the Bible is correct.
这位主耶稣一定不是基督。
That this Jesus is not the Christ.
如果主耶稣真的 是挂在木头上 他真的是基督的话。
If Jesus really were the Christ.
他真的是弥赛亚的话。
If you were really the Messiah.
那么旧约就不对了。
Then the Old Testament is incorrect.
今天你不可能让保罗能够承认说旧约圣经不对。
It is impossible for you to have Paul admit that the Old Testament is incorrect.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道旧约圣经是对的。
We know that the Old Testament is correct.
这是保罗对于基督死的认识。
This is Paul's understanding of Christ's death.
他觉得凡是被挂在木头上的，一定是被咒诅的。
He knows that those who are hung on the tree are cursed.
所以不可能。他是基督。
So it's impossible that he is the Christ.
那所有跟随耶稣基督人都应该被铲除的。
And thus all those followers of Jesus Christ should be dispersed.
所以那个非常文明 very civilized 的保罗。
So that very civil Paul.
他拥有三个世界。
He had three worlds.
他拥有希伯来的宗教世界。
He had the religious world, the Hebrew world.
他拥有希腊的文化世界。
The cultural world of the Greeks.
还有罗马的政治跟军事的世界。
And the Roman military and political.
他要爬到这个世界的屋顶上。
He wants to climb up to the roof of this world.
那现在他觉得这个钉在十字架上那一位一定不是基督。
So the one that was hung on the tree was not Christ.
所以他要去捉拿这些跟随主耶稣的人。
So he was going there to arrest those who were following Jesus.
结果没有想到他自己被捉拿了。
And he never thought that he ended up being arrested.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他蒙恩得救。
When he was saved，
和斯提凡发生关系。
It had to do with Stephen.
他怎么知道这位是升天的基督？
How does he know that this is the ascended Christ?
你记不记得斯提凡殉道的时候？
Do you remember when Stephen was martyred?
保罗在场的。
Paul was there.
有很多的话保罗不要听。
Many words Paul did not want to hear.
有很多人捂着耳朵，保罗一定也是捂着耳朵。
Many people closed their ears and Paul would have done the same.
但是保罗不要听，他又听进去了。
Paul did not want to hear, but he heard.
保罗听见斯提凡怎么讲旧约。
Paul heard what Stephen said of the Old Testament.
斯提凡的旧约他从来没有看见过的。
And that Old Testament that Stephen spoke of, Paul had never seen before.
斯提凡的旧约他从来不明白的。
He had never understood that Old Testament.
这个对保罗是个很大的震撼。
This to Paul was something very difficult to comprehend.
如果斯提凡是应当被铲除的。
If Stephen was to be destroyed.
那为什么他的脸像天使的脸？
Why was his face like that of an angel?
路加怎么知道那个脸是天使的脸？
How did Luke know that that face was of an angel?
因为那个天使的脸，保罗看见的。
Because Paul saw that face of an angel.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当他看见这张天使的脸，
when he saw that angelic face,
你看见圣灵在他里面做了震撼的工作。
You see that the Spirit worked heavily in his heart.
如果这个人是应当铲除的。
If this person is to be destroyed,
他的脸为什么是天使的？
Why is his face the face of an angel?
所以有人告诉我们说，
So some tell us,
寻道者的心是狮子的心。
The heart of a martyr is a lion's heart.
但他的脸却是天使的。
But his face is the face of an angel.
那一张的脸，
That face,
保罗永远不会忘。
Paul would never forget.
但是更重要的，
But more importantly,
当斯提凡要寻道以前，
Before Stephen was martyred,
他说我看见天开了。
He said, I saw the heavens opened.
人子站在神的右边。
And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
保罗是个明白旧约圣经的人。
Paul is one who knew the Old Testament.
保罗从但以理书知道这位人子是谁。
Paul knew from the book of Daniel who the Son of Man was.
他知道人子就是那位弥赛亚。
He knew the Son of Man was the Messiah.
现在他听斯蒂凡说，天开了。
Now he heard Stephen said the heavens were open.
他看见人子在荣耀里面。
He saw the Son of Man in glory.
他是站在神的右边。
Standing at the right hand of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗他也许不要听这句话。
Maybe Paul did not want to hear those words.
也许像所有的一样要捂住这句话。
Like all the others, he covered his ears.
但是不知道为什么这句话进到他里面。
But that word ended up in him.
这句话给他带来很大很大的困扰。
It brought many difficulties to him.
我们怎么知道带来困扰呢？
Why was it difficult for him?
如果主耶稣真的是被咒诅。
If Jesus was indeed cursed.
他不是被咒诅了吗？
Wasn't he cursed?
那么他怎么进到荣耀里面去。
How can he enter into glory?
因为他被钉在十字架上，所以他不是基督。
Because he was nailed to the cross, he was not Christ.
但是只有弥赛亚能够进到荣耀，能站在神的右边。
Only the Messiah could enter into glory and stand at the right hand of God.
这不是诗篇114篇的话吗？
Isn't this the words of Psalm 110?
保罗不是明白旧约的话吗？
Wasn't Paul understanding the Old Testament words?
保罗不是应当明白诗篇110篇的话吗？
Didn't Paul understand the words from Psalm 110?
那么如果斯提凡是真的，
If Stephen were true,
如果斯提凡的见证是真的，
If his testimony were true,
那这是什么讯息？什么
message? What does this message, what message is being sent?
这个讯息是什么？
What is the message?
那莫非那位被人弃绝做钉他十字架钉他在那位的主？
It is that one which people said, crucify him, crucify him.
虽然是人所弃绝的，
Even though man rejected him.
但现在他已经升到天上。
But now he has ascended to heaven.
而且站在神的右边。
And standing at the right hand of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见 圣经告诉我们说，众人都捂着耳朵。
The Bible told us that the crowd was covering their ears.
我们相信保罗大概也是捂着耳朵。
And we believe that Paul was covering his ears too.
但是他又巴不得能听见。
But at the same time, he wanted to hear.
但他听见的信息他不喜欢的。
But the message he heard, he did not like.
但是弟兄姊妹，终于听见。
But finally, he heard.
圣灵就把一些的话就种在保罗的里面。
The Holy Spirit planted some words in him, in Paul.
现在他要把那个声音压下去。
Now he wants to cover that life.
他希望能把那个声音，那个良心，一直把那个这个声音一直在他的耳朵旁边。
He wanted to cover that sound, that conscience.
那现在怎么办呢
？So now what does he do?
你要么就向这个声音投降。
Either you surrender to the sound.
要么你就真的相信耶稣基督，主耶稣拿撒勒耶稣乃是荣耀的，乃是那位弥赛亚。
Or you believe that Jesus of Nazarene is the Messiah.
但是弟兄姊妹，他不肯，他不愿意。
But he was not willing.
所以他用脚来去刺。
So he used his foot to kick against the gold.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们后来主告诉他，你去刺是难的。
The Lord said that kicking against the gold is difficult.
所以为着叫他良心的声音完全听不见
，so that that voice of conscience would be unheard.
他需要跑到另外一个极端去。
He had to go to the other extreme.
你看见这个非常文明、非常斯文的保罗
，a very civil and gentle Paul.
现在忽然间变成一个杀人的人
，suddenly became a murderer.
他要流圣徒的血。
He wanted to bleed the saints' blood.
因为只有把这些跟随主耶稣的人把他们完全铲除以后
，because only if you destroy all these followers of Jesus，
最后的胜利是保罗的。
And then the lastly it will be Paul's victory.
所有的声音都听不见。
All the last voice will be Paul's, and all other voices will go away.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见保罗那个情形，就像创世纪第一章告诉我们。
Paul's situation was like what's found in Genesis 1.
保罗的情像地狱渊面黑暗。
It was a big void.
但是神的灵运行在水面上。
But the Spirit of the Lord hovered around the surface of the water.
当他往大马色路上去。
As he went to the road of Damascus.
神说要有光。
Jesus said, let there be light.
结果福音的光就照在保罗的心。
And the light of the gospel was shown on Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗在拉比的学校里面。
Paul in the rabbinical schools.
他不知道多少次学会了什么叫做神的荣耀。
So many times he learned what the glory of God was.
神的荣耀是他从书本得来的。
Glory of God he learned from books.
神的荣耀是他从以西结书得来的。
Glory of God he learned from Ezekiel.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
这是第一次他碰见了什么叫做神的荣耀。
This is the first time where he actually met God's glory.
原来神的荣耀。乃是显在耶稣基督的面上。
God's glory was manifest on the face of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在他找到一个名词。
Now he found a noun.
他知道神说要有光，就有了光。
Well, God said, "Let there be light." There was light.
那是旧的创造。
That is the old creation.
那你怎么解释保罗的经历呢
？How do you explain Paul's experience?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
保罗说，在基督耶稣里的人，他是新的创造。
Paul said that in Jesus Christ, he is a new creation.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
现在保罗得救了。
Paul is now saved.
保罗怎么知道这是升天的基督
？How does Paul know this is the ascended Christ?
弟兄姊妹，圣灵已经说了。
The Holy Spirit already said.
圣灵已经借着斯蒂凡做见证了。
The Holy Spirit through Stephen already testified.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
？Now do you see?
如果他只看见我们的主挂在十字架上
，If he only sees our Lord on the cross,
他不明白
，He would not understand.
他觉得基督和他跟随他的人是当必受逼迫的。
Christ and all his followers should be persecuted.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
主的死和复活是连在一起的。
The death and resurrection of our Lord are intertwined.
主的复活和他的升天是连在一起。
His resurrection and his ascension are intertwined.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
等到保罗得救的时候
，when Paul was saved，
他重生的时候
，when he was reborn，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他所遇见的、面对的乃是复活的主，也是升天的主。
The one he faced was the resurrected Lord and the ascended Lord.
不光保罗是如此
，not only Paul，
我们每一个人。都是如此。
All of us, likewise.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你当初蒙恩得救那个时候
，when you were first saved，
在你灵的深处
，in the depths of your spirit，
你遇见他
，you met him。
那弟兄姊妹，根据圣经的话
，according to scripture，
你所遇见的那位乃是升天的基督。
The one who you met is the ascended Christ。
虽然你还不大明白许许多多
Even though you might not understand much.
但是那位复活的主。
But that resurrected Christ.
那位升天的主。
That ascended Lord.
你和他接触到。
You have met him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这叫做重生。
This is being rebirth.
不是头脑明白。
It's not understanding your head.
现在在你灵的深处，你亲眼的遇见他。
But in the depths of your spirit, you can see him.
保罗怎样在大马色路上被锁拿。
How Paul was arrested on the road to Damascus.
我们也怎样在有一次遇见我们的主。
The same way we met our Lord.
我们就重生得救。
And we were reborn and saved.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
I say again.
如果你从来没有遇见过这位主。
If you have never met this Lord.
我怕你恐怕还没有得救。
I'm afraid you're not saved.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see that?
我14岁得救，我14岁的受浸。
I was baptized when I was 14.
我是在一个基督教的家庭长大。
I grew up in a Christian home.
我觉得我已经是基督徒。
I thought that I was already Christian.
我也帮助了很多人信耶稣。
And I already brought many to Christ.
所以有一天我爸爸说你可以受浸了。
So one day my father said you can be baptized.
我说好，我愿意去受浸。
I said okay, I'm willing.
不过那个时候受浸比较麻烦一点。
But at that time being baptized is a little more difficult.
我们要经过一个受浸的谈话。
You have to go through a baptism discussion.
如果你通过了，你就可以受浸。
If you pass the test, you can then be baptized.
不通过。就不能受。
If you do not pass the test, you cannot be baptized.
所以如果他在上面写个一，你就通过了；如果三的话，你就没有通过。
So if they gave you a number one, that means you passed. A three meant you failed.
我想他应该写个一才对。
I thought that I'd get a one.
结果他写个三。
But they gave me a three.
所以我就很生气。
So I was very angry.
我说算了，我就不受浸。
I said fine, I'm not going to be baptized.
后来我父亲劝说你晚上再去一去。
Then my father said, try again, go in the evening.
那天下午有个弟兄，他是个山东人，那个声音又很大。
I had a brother who was from Shandong who has a very deep voice.
其实那个问题我很容易回答的，但是我给他吓我就回答不出来了。
The question that was they asked me was very simple to answer, but because he was so imposing, I was scared and I couldn't answer.
结果到了晚上再换一个人。
So in the evening, somebody else posed the question.
结果没有想到和我谈话的是个法官。
So actually, the person that interviewed me was actually a judge.
所以我想这下更糟糕了。
I said, well, now it's even worse.
那结果没有想到这个法官像老祖父一样。
But this judge was just like an elderly father.
他就问我说，他说你相信主耶稣了吗？
He asked me, do you believe in the Lord Jesus?
我说我相信。
I said, yes.
他说你是这里相信呢，还是这里相信？
He asked me, do you believe here or here?
他说这里到这里不到一公尺。
He says, from here to here is less than a foot.
但那个距离是天堂和地狱的距离。
But the distance is between heaven and hell.
我忽然也才明白我是这里信耶稣。
Suddenly I understood, I believed here.
他说你愿意不愿意从这里相信主耶稣。
He asked me, are you willing to believe here?
我说我愿意。
I said, I am willing.
我就祷告了。
So I prayed.
那天我就得救了。
And I was saved that day.
等到那一次一受浸从水里上来的时候。
And once I came out of the water of being baptized.
我觉得整个的世界不一样。
I thought the whole world was different.
不是世界改变了。
It's not the world changed.
是我改变。
I changed.
我遇见了荣耀的主。
I met the glorious Lord.
我遇见了升天的主。
I met the ascended Lord.
没有一个人遇见升天的主，他能从原来地方回去。
Nobody who meets the ascended Lord can go back the same way.
那个几个博士。
Those magi.
他们要来，他们要来朝，他们要来敬拜犹太人的王。
They came to worship the King of the Jews.
如果他们真的看见王的荣耀。
If they had seen the true glory of the King.
结果圣经告诉我们，他们不再从原处回去。
The Bible told us they did not go back the same way.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是半个世纪以前的故事。
This is a story of half a century ago.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
自从那一次以后。
Since that day.
我可以从良心里面做见证说。
I can say from the depths of my conscience.
我们所相信的这位主。
The Lord that we believe in.
那是复活的主。
Is the resurrected Lord. It's the ascended Christ.
我们每一个人对于主的认识从他升天开始的。
All of us believers begin with the ascension of Christ.
这个叫做重生。
This is the rebirth.
这个叫做从上头生。
This is being born from above.
为什么是从上头生呢？
Why being born from above?
因为不要忘记我们乃是遇见，是我与升天的基督遇见了我们。
Because the ascended Christ has met us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 从那天开始。
From that day on.
我们就受天的支配。
We are being sustained by the heavens.
天的支配 controlled
by the heavens. We are controlled by the heavens.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见我们在地上所有的一举一动。
So every movement we have on earth.
是受天的支配。
It is controlled by the heavens.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
你看见这是保罗的故事。
This is the story of Paul.
这是保罗 我们如果问他你怎么认识升天
？If we are to ask Paul, what do you think? How do you know the ascension?
他要告诉你说
，He is going to say，
在他认识基督许多的经历里面。
Throughout all his experiences of knowing Christ,
他第一个经历
the first experience,
他第一个所遇见的
the first thing that he met,
乃是升天的基督
that is the ascended Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters,
如果你真的遇见升天的基督
if you really meet the ascended Christ,
你看看下面保罗怎么告诉我们
you will see what Paul says.
然后如果我们再回到刚才那一段圣经的话
if we were to go back to that passage,
你记不记得这个然后这个第八节，第二十二章第八节
，Chapter 22, verse 8。
我回答说：“主啊，你是谁
？”And I answered, "Who art thou, Lord?"
他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
”And he said to me, "I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting."
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
保罗遇见的是升天的基督。
Paul met the ascended Christ.
但是升天的基督立刻给他看见在历史上的耶稣。
But the ascended Christ immediately showed Paul the Lord Jesus in history.
因为拿撒勒耶稣乃是历史上的人物。
Because the Jesus the Nazarene was a historical figure.
在人类历史上有一段铁定的历史，那就是关于耶稣的历史。
There is an ironclad historical fact, and that is Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
升天的基督和历史的耶稣是紧紧相连的。
The ascended Christ and Jesus of Nazarene are completely
intertwined. 今天有人要把信心的基督和历史上的耶稣把它分开的。
Today, people want to split these two.
他们说四福音所记载都是不可相信的。
They say that what the four Gospels depict, you cannot believe.
但是我们在灵里面，我们是遇见基督了。
But we in the Spirit have met Christ.
所以他们称他做 Christ of faith, 是信心里面的基督。
So they call him the Christ of faith.
你只要相信就可以了。
As long as you believe, that's okay.
这个四福音里对不对并不重要。
Whether the Gospels are right, it doesn't matter.
这就是我们所知道的 liberal theology, 所谓今天新派的神学。
This is what's called liberal theology.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers,
你看见我们的主老早知道我们的困难。
The Lord knew our difficulties.
主知道我们今天讲复活、讲死、讲复活，然后讲升天。
Our Lord knows that we speak of death, resurrection, and ascension.
你看这里很明显 involved with 很明显的这里讲到神学。
It speaks of theology.
你看见许多新派的人
，many modernists, liberals.
他可以从 Reform theology 开始。
They can begin with the Reform theology.
他可以从所谓的神学开始。
They can believe through the so-said
他相信保罗所说的每一句话
and believe every word of Paul.
他就是不相信主耶稣从死里复活
But they don't believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead.
就是不相信四福音里面所记载的
They don't believe the accounts of the four Gospels.
弟兄姊妹，这是不可能的
Brothers and sisters, this is impossible.
让我们记得
Let us remember.
今天我们信心里的基督
Today, the one who we believe, the Christ.
我们所遇见的升天的基督
The one who we met, the ascended Christ.
当我们的主启示给我们的时候
When the Lord revealed it to us.
他永远把我们带回到两千年前。
Forever he brought us back 2,000 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
是两千年前我们的主为我们挂在十字架。
2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus hung on the cross.
三天以后，他真的从死里复活。
3 days later, he resurrected.
他不是精神复活。
He did not just resurrect mentally.
不是精神的，不是这个，他是真的 bodily 复活，他真的是有形有体，他。从死里复活。
He actually resurrected in body.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that?
在这里给我们看见，历史上的的确确，我们的主升到天上去。
In history, indeed, our Lord ascended to heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
我们如果要认识升天的话
，If we are to know ascension,
不错，我们主观的经历是升天的基督。
Our objective truth is that He is.
No.
Our subjective truth is he is ascended Christ.
我们主观的经历是升天的基督。
Our subjective experience is the ascended Christ.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
我们的主给我们看见，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒耶稣。
The Lord showed us that I am the Lord who you persecuted.
所以因着这个缘故
，For this reason,
你看我们的主就把我们带回到两千年去。
Our Lord brought us back 2,000 years.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在我们要问
，Now we ask，
我们的主升天到底历史的事实在什么地方
？Our Lord in His ascension, where is that in history？
所以我们必须明白这些事实。
So we need to understand these facts.
你不可能只遇见升天的基督而没有看见拿撒勒耶稣。
You cannot just meet the ascended Christ and not see Jesus the Nazarene.
你不可能把历史的耶稣和信息就把它分开的，不可能。
You cannot separate the Jesus of Nazarene and the ascended Christ.
不错，如果你把它分开了
，if you do separate them，
你叫圣经更容易解释了。
It's easy for the Bible to explain.
很多的问题就解决了。
Many problems are solved.
你就很多地方你就不需要去，比方说五个饼两条鱼，叫五千人吃饱。
For example, the five bread, two fish, and have the 5,000 being fed.
你看，你有的人根本就不能相信，他们觉得这是很困难的事。
Many people find it difficult to believe.
所以他们说，其实主耶稣没有用五个饼两条鱼五千人吃饱。
So many people say that the Lord didn't use the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
是因为大家都感动了，所以每个人从口袋里拿出五个饼两条鱼来。
They said it's because everybody was so touched that each one of them took out 5 loaves and 2 fish from their pocket.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
主说，我就是你所逼。
He said that I am the one who you are persecuting, the Lord Jesus of Nazarene.
所以不要忘记
Do not forget.
我们的主的确为我们挂在十字架
Our Lord indeed hung on the cross for us.
正月十四号
On the first month, year of month, the day 14.
当中午十二点到三点钟
From noon to three.
当犹太的祭司在殿里面忙着宰杀逾越节的羔羊的时候
When the Jewish priests were busy, slaying the lambs for the Passover.
就在那个时候我们的主挂在十字架上
Our Lord hung on that tree for us.
他说我的神我的神你为什么逼迫我
He said, my God, my God.
为什么离弃我
Why hast thou forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹最后他说成了
Then he said, it is finished.
那然后把灵魂交在主父的怀里
he,
叫的他交在父的手里
And he gave up his spirit to the Father.
那是三点钟的时候
That was at 3 o'clock.
十二点到三点钟
From noon to three.
你看见有不知道多少的逾越节的羔羊被杀了
So many Passover lambs were slain.
但是看哪
But
这些不过是影子
they are just but shadows.
现在圣经很圣约翰告诉我们说
John tells us,
就在那一天
it was at that day,
当每个家都拿到逾越节的羔羊的时候
when all of the families had the Passover lamb,
我们的主为我们挂在十字架上
our Lord hung on the cross for us.
看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽
behold the lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见这是两千年前发生的事
this is what happened 2000
years ago. 你看你稀奇不稀奇
Is this amazing?
刚好是正月十四号
It is exactly that month
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank you,
但是不光如此
But not only that,
三天以后
3 days later,
他果然从死里复活
He resurrected from the
dead. 不光复活
Not only resurrected,
然后他也升天
He also ascended.
那么我们要问
We have to ask.
我们怎么知道我们的主升天
How do we know our Lord ascended?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你看见这些事实是记载在主的话里面。
These facts are found in the scripture.
所以当然我们的资料是从四福音来的。
Of course, our material comes from the four gospels.
那但是当你读四福音的时候
，But when you read the four gospels,
你发现马太没有提升天。
You will see that Matthew doesn't speak of the ascension.
马可提升天。
Mark does.
路加提升天。
Luke does.
约翰没有提升。
John also does not mention.
但为什么这样子呢
？Why?
当然和每一本福音书主要的启示有关系。
Because it has to do with the revelation of each gospel.
因为马太福音乃是给我们看见我们的主耶稣乃是君王。
Matthew shows us our Lord Jesus as King.
而马可福音给我们看他是神的仆人。
Mark shows us him as servant.
然后路加给我们看见他是完全的人。
Luke shows us as a perfect man.
那不止如此，到了约翰福音给我们看见他乃是神的儿子。
But John shows us that he is the Son of God.
结果我们看见四个不同的形象。
So we see 4 different sides.
马太狮子的形象。
We see the image of a lion for Matthew.
然后你看见这个马可福音牛的形象。
In Mark, we see the image of an ox.
路加福音人的形象。
Luke, the image of a man.
然后你看见老鹰的形象。
And then the image of an eagle in John.
老鹰的特点在什么地方
？What is a special feature?
他的生命是超越的生命。
His life is a transcendent life.
你看见他一下子在山上。
At one time he is on top of the mountain.
他在磐石那里。
He is on the rock.
然后等一等就降到地上来。
And suddenly he soars. doors down.
你看见，因为他的速度快到一个地步。
Because his velocity is so fast.
他是从天降下，仍旧在天的那一。
He is the one who descends from heaven and is still in heaven.
所以你看见约翰福音给我们看见我们的主就是这样的一位。
And John shows us that our Lord is also the same.
他的生命像老鹰的生命一样。
His life is like the life of an eagle.
你知道老鹰有一个特点呢。
You know the eagle has a special feature.
他的眼睛和所有这个所有神所创造的眼睛都不一样。
Its eyes are very different than all of other creation.
老鹰的眼睛可以直接看太阳而不被销毁。
The eyes of an eagle, they can look directly into sunlight and not be destroyed.
我们没有一个人可以瞪着眼睛看神的，我们通通要灭亡。
Not a single one of us can look at the God, we will all be destroyed.
但是只有在父怀里的都生子。
But only the one in the bosom of the Father.
你看见他能够看，他能够看见神的荣耀。
He can see God's glory.
所以你看见这个生命是老鹰的生命。
So this life is the life of an eagle.
那既然他是老鹰的生命。
Since it is the life of an eagle.
他是从天降下，仍旧在天。
He is descended from heaven, but is still in heaven.
所以当然不需要讲升天。
So you don't have to speak of ascension.
所以约翰福音没有讲升天。
So John didn't mention ascension.
马太福音
Matthew
给我们看他已经得着荣耀了
shows us that he was already glorified
他是荣耀的君王
he is the glorious king
但是弟兄姊妹如果这样的话
if that is the case
天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给他
heaven and earth and everything has been given unto him
所以这里也没有讲升天
and again it does not speak of ascension
那么只有两卷两本福音书讲到升天
only two gospels mention ascension
一本是马可福音还有一本是路加福音
one is Mark One is Luke.
那现在我们要注意，我们把这些地方读一下。
Let us read a couple of passages.
我们来看马可福音。
Let us turn to Mark.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。阿们。
So then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed.
因为我们的主乃是神的仆人。
Because our Lord is the servant of God.
是神打发他到地上来。
God sent him down to earth.
等到他完成了他的使命以后。
When he had finished his commission.
他当然就回到差他的人那里去。
He obviously went back to the one who sent him.
所以这里讲到升天。
So it speaks here of ascension.
但是更稀奇的。
But more importantly.
这位被接到升天的主。
The one who was received up into heaven.
他坐在神的右边。
He sat down at the right hand of God.
换句话说。
In other words.
他已经做了王了。
He became king.
他已经在荣耀里面。
He is already in glory.
现在你明白吗？
Do you understand?
主说，你们中间谁是愿为首的，叫做众人的佣人。
Who, the Lord said that whoever wants to be first shall be the servant of all.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们的主服侍了众人。
So our Lord has served everyone.
他在十字架上已经为我们舍了他的命。
He gave his life on the cross for us.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在他完成他的使命。
He has finished his mission.
所以他是宇宙中最大的。
So he is the greatest of the world.
弟兄姊妹， of all. 因为他为每一个人舍命。
Because he died for everyone.
所以这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
我们的主不止升天了。
Our Lord has not only ascended.
而且得着荣耀了。
But has been glorified.
所以现在你明白。
Now you see.
我们的主说。你们中间谁愿意为首的
？Whoever wants to be first，
你们就要做众人的奴仆。
You will be the slave of all。
所以你看，你圣经马可福音就这样结束的。
So Mark was accepted。
那不光这样结束。
Mark was.
你看见门徒们现在就接着主耶稣的脚踪。
So then the disciples followed in his footsteps。
他们到处传福音。
And they preached the gospel.
他们不是说主耶稣到天上就完了。
They didn't say the Lord went to heaven. That's it.
我们以为说现在主耶稣到了天上了，好像现在就结束了。
So now if the Lord went to heaven, then it's all over.
没有。
No.
你看见吗？他虽然到了天上
，even though he went to heaven，
但是主和他们同工。
But the Lord, it said the Lord worked with them.
他们仍旧在地上。
They were still on earth.
他们仍旧到处传扬福音。
And they were still preaching the gospel.
你看每一个工作都在地上的工作。
And every work was on earth.
但圣经说主和他们同工。
But the Bible said the Lord worked with them.
这位主在哪里？
Where is this Lord?
这位主在天上。
The Lord is in heaven.
你现在看见吗？
Do you see it?
所有他们的工作是天上的结果。
All the work is a result of heaven.
所有的工作从天开始的。
All their work begins from heaven.
不是门徒们发起的。
It didn't begin with the disciples.
所以 你看见没有
？So do you
see that? 这个就是马可福音最后怎么结束的
？So this is how Mark ends.
然后你看见用神迹随着，然后证实所传的道。Amen.
And confirm the word by the signs that followed.
所以这样就结束了马可福音。
And then we end the book of Mark.
所以从这里的记载。
So according to this account,
我们已经稍微明白了一点，到底我们主怎么不光升天了，而且他进到荣耀里面。
We can understand a little bit not only the ascension, but also how he was glorified.
因为他为我们每一个人舍去他的命。
Because he gave his life to each and every one of us.
他的爱没有一个比他更大的。
There's no greater love than his.
他的爱征服了我们每一个人。
His love has conquered all of us.
征服了千千万万的人。
Has conquered millions of people.
他的爱是那么深。
His love is that deep.
所以我们都知道。
So we all know.
他是宇宙中最大的。
He is the greatest of all.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他果然进到荣耀里。
He entered into glory.
这是马可福音。
This is Mark.
现在我们来看路加福音。
Now let us look at Luke.
路加福音我们也是看最后的一章。
We also look at the last chapter of Luke.
所以读基督升天最容易的就是读到最后就可以了。
The easiest way to read the ascension is just to look at the last chapter.
你不要把第一章去找，你要读最后一章。
Just read the last chapters.
然后路加福音第五十二十四章五十节。
Luke 24 verse 50.
耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。
And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。
And it came about that while he was blessing them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven.
他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去，常在殿里称颂神。
And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy.And we're continually in the temple praising God.
你有没有注意到路加是从殿开始，从殿结束的？
Did you notice that Luke begins with the temple and ends with the temple?
路加一开始给我们看见一个祭司。
Luke at the very beginning shows us a priest.
最早给我们看见那个祭司，给我们看见的那个乃是撒加利亚。
Shows us the priest named Zacharias.
你看撒加利亚乃是那次他抽到签了，所以他可以进到主的殿里面去烧香。
And Zacharias he drew the lot and he can go in.
然后众百姓在外面祷告。
And all the people outside were praying.
结果等到他从里面出来的时候。
And when he came out.
大家看见他不会说话。
People saw that he was mute.
这里有一个祭司。
Here's a priest.
结果出来的时候没有话的。
After he came out, he had no more words.
现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
这是路加福音刚开始的情
形。This is the beginning of Luke.
但到了路加福音最后的时候。
But at the very end of Luke.
你看见我们的主升到天上去。
Our Lord has ascended to heaven.
如果你读希伯来书的话。
If you read Hebrews.
那我们的主乃是升入高天的大祭司。
Our Lord is the great high priest in the heaven.
所以现在你看当我们的主升天的时候。
Now that our Lord has ascended.
他举手给他。
He has blessed them and opened his arms.
所以如果我们知道说他进到天上，进到升天，他乃是我们的大祭司的话。
Now that he has ascended into heaven and he is our great priest.
所以你看见在路加福音最后的记载和开始记载是何等对比。
So it is parallel. You could see the symmetry of the beginning and end of Luke.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
前面乃是旧约的一幅图画。
In the beginning is the Old Testament picture.
这里有祭司带着众人到神面前祷告。
You have a priest bringing the people.To before the Lord.
结果他出来了一句话也没有。
But after he comes out, he has no more words.
但是弟兄姊妹，现在你看见当我们的主升天的时候
，When our Lord ascended to heaven,
他却为他们祝福
，He blessed them.
然后正祝福的时候，他就离开，被带到天上去。
And as he blessed them, he parted up into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是路加福音怎么结束的
？This is how Luke ends the gospel.
所以当你把这两个记载放在一起的时候
，When you put these two accounts together,
现在我们就明白我们的主得的荣耀。
Then we know that our Lord was glorified.
一面他是君王
，On one hand he is the king.
另一面他乃是祭司
，On the other hand he is the high priest.
所以圣经告诉我们说
，So the Bible tells us
他是根据麦基洗德的等次来做。
He was according to the order of Melchizedek.
麦基洗德是耶路撒冷王
，Melchizedek was the king of Jerusalem.
君王
，He is the king，
但另一方面，他也是祭司。
But on the other hand, he was a priest.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
当你把圣经所记载的
，When you take these accounts，
历史的事实你把它放在一起
，And the facts of history put it together，
你看见我们很清楚
，Very clearly we see，
我们慢慢对圣天有一点认识
，Slowly we understand the temple。
所以现在我们才明白为什么诗篇一百一十篇。
So then we understand how come Psalm 110
讲到我们主升天的时候
，When it speaks of the ascension of our Lord，
为什么讲到麦基洗德
？Why does it mention Melchizedek.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗神的话是非常清楚的
God's word is very clear.
当你把主的话读清楚的时候
When you read the word clearly.
这就是为什么主说我就是你所逼迫的那撒勒耶
That is why the Lord said, I am Jesus the Nazarene who you are persecuting.
但是不是如此
But not only that.
你我如果明白路加福音是讲什么
If you and I understand what Luke is saying.
你等一等就明白为什么我们主升天
You will understand why our Lord ascended to heaven.
因为路加福音乃是给我们看见主耶稣是完全的人
Because Luke shows the Lord as a perfect man.
乃是合乎神心意的那个人
One according to the heart of our Lord.
亚当失败了
Adam failed.
但是你看在我们主身上没有失败
But in the Lord there is no failure.
那么谁做这个见证呢
Who can do this testimony?
没有人更有资格向一个医生做见证
There is nobody more qualified to testify than a doctor.
路加是个医生
Luke was a physician.
他不知道有多少的生命经过他的眼前。
You don't know how many lives went by him.
他看见一个婴孩刚刚生下来。
He would see an infant firstborn.
然后他也看见一个人慢慢的老去。
Then he would see an older man.
当他观察整个的生命的时候。
When he looks at life.
他发现这个生命从摇篮开始。
He will see that this life begins in a cradle.
结束的时候是坟墓。
But it ends in a grave.
你看见吗
Do you see that?
刚开始是慢慢往上爬。
It begins slowly from the beginning.
到了三十岁的时候，慢慢就往下滑。
After 30, it starts sliding down.
然后最后的终点乃是坟墓。
And at the end, it's the grave.
所以我们每一个人都是横着进来，横着出去的。
So we all come in horizontally, we leave this world horizontally too.
你知道我们中国人到美国学英文很辛苦啊。
You know that the Chinese people coming to the U.S. learning English is very difficult.
在 hospital 很难记，很难记啊。
It's very difficult, this word, especially the word hospital.
我死必到就很好记了。我死就必到，所以就很好记了。所以你看见吗？我们死的，我们是怎么进来的，就怎么出去的。
The word sounds like I die and okay, sorry, all right.
那弟兄，让我们记得一件事。
Let us remember one thing.
路加主要的对象是希腊人。
Luke's, the people he was speaking to are the Greeks.
希腊人是讲完美主义的。
The Greeks speak of
perfectionism. 他们要追求一个完全的人。
They want to look for a perfect person.
这个人是律师。
And that is a lawyer.
这个人是祭司。
Or a priest.
这个人是哲学家。
Or a scientist.
不是 他就是他加上去的。而他不光是祭司，他不光哲学家，他是律师。
Not only a priest,A lawyer, a scientist.
他也必须是运动家。
A, athlete.
所以要把这些统统加在一起才是个完全的人。
If you add this whole, all these characteristics, that's a perfect man.
那等到路加传福音的时候。
When Luke preached the gospel.
他告诉希腊的世界说。
He told the Greek world.
你们所追求那个完全的人我终于找到了。
The one that you are looking for, that perfect man I found.
在这个世界里面你看不见个完全的生命。
You cannot find a perfect life in this world.
所以你记不记得在路加福音里面路加的记载是最完全的。
So if you know, Luke's account is the most complete.
马可一开始主耶稣已经是大人了。
Mark, when it first began, the Lord was already an adult.
因为他是神的用人。
Because he was a servant.
所以你不必记载他一岁的时候怎样两岁怎样你在出去做事就可以了。
So you don't have to account for his, when he was a child. You just have to account for his years that he worked.
但是弟兄姊妹如果你读路加福音的话
But if you read Luke,
你要对主的一生是个最清楚最完全的描写
It is the most complete description of the life of our Lord
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在路加要给我们一个见证
Luke wants to testify one
他观察了这么多的生命
He has looked and verified so many lives
他看见这个生命和所有的生命都不一样
He saw that this life was different than all other lives
这个生命是怎么开始的
How did this life begin?
从马槽开始的
Began in the manger
是婴孩包着布放在马槽里
An infant wrapped in linen in the manger
但是弟兄姊妹这个生命要慢慢的长大
But this life will grow slowly
经过三十年
After 30 years
天上有声音说这是我的爱子我所喜悦
There is a voice that says This is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased
所以你看见基督的生命叫父神完全满意
So the life of Christ satisfies completely the Father
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽
Before Jehovah he is like a tender shoot
那个部分像树的根一样看也看不见
Just like a root of a tree, you can't see it
三十年之久
For over 30 years
到了最后天上不能不说话
At the very end, the heavens couldn't help but speak
这是我的爱子我所喜悦
This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased
然后神就把生命的水闸就打开了
And then God opened the dams of the water.
结果生命的水就涌流出去了。
And the waters of life flowed out.
结果我们的主到处结果子。
And our Lord bear much fruit.
三年之久。
For 3 years.
然后最后到了黑门山上。
And then he went to Mount Hermon.
你看见他又完成了神的旨意。
And he accomplished God's will.
现在他到了黑门山。
And he went to Mount Hermon.
他可以回到神那里去。
He could have gone back home.
无论就他的生命，无论就做他的这个，无论就做他的这个生命，或者就他工作来说。
Whether his life.Or whether his work, he was already satisfied God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，结果天上又有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
But then again, a voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
那次我们的主没有升天。
Then our Lord did not ascend.
为着你，为着我，他不能升。
For you and for I, he couldn't ascend.
他从最高的黑门山。
So from the very top of Mount Hermon.
沿着约旦。
Going by the Jordan.
那个 Jordan 意思就是 descending 的意思。
So Jordan's meaning is descending.
一路一直到了哥哥他。
He descended all the way to Golgotha.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那条路。
That way.
不过是六个月。
Is but 6 months.
但是很清楚的是一条十字架的道路。
But very clearly the way of the cross.
等到。到走完这条路以后
After he had finished going that way,
这一次天上没有声音
This time heaven no longer
spoke, 现在不是声音了
No longer voice,
现在天要采取行动
Now the heavens will have action.
所以圣经告诉我们就把我们的主就接到天上去
So the Bible tells us that he was received up to heaven.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们是从摇篮到坟墓
We go from cradle to grave.
这是我们的生命
That is our life.
但是我们的主是没有罪的
But our Lord is without sin.
他也是从摇篮开始。
He also begins with the cradle.
不过他从全世界最卑微的摇篮叫做马槽。
But he comes from the most humbling cradle, and that is a manger.
从那里开始。
From there he begins.
弟兄姊妹，你看那个生命在那里成长。
You see that life grow.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
经过第一个三十年。
First 30 years.
然后三年。
Then 3 years.
然后半年。
Then half a year.
最后弟兄姊妹。
At the very end.
神把他接到天上去。
The Lord, God received him to heaven.
换一句话说。
In other words.
这个生命的成长。
This growth of life.
是一直长到神的面前去。
It grows all the way before God.
他是从摇篮开始。
Begins from a cradle.
他是从宝座结束的。
But he ends at the throne.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你明白吗
Do you understand?
把路加给我们看个完全的人
Luke shows us a perfect man
弟兄姊妹这个人怎样从摇篮怎样从马槽然后最后一直长到宝座的
How this man went from a manger all the way to the throne
我们是垂直的来我们是水平的来到这个世界
We come in a horizontal plane
我们也是水平的离开这个世界
And in a horizontal plane we leave this world
我们的主是水平的进到这个世界
Our Lord enters in a horizontal plane
他是垂直的离开这个世界
But vertically he leaves this world
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你明白升天的意义
Now you understand the meaning of ascension
现在你知道什么叫做升天
Now you know what is ascension
等到圣灵记载把被带到天上去的时候
When the Holy Spirit accounts that he was received to heaven
懂得希腊文告诉我们说
Those who understand the Greek
这里被带到天他的升天呢
The receiving to heaven, this ascension
是缓缓的升天
It was a slow ascension
是慢慢的升天
A very slow ascending
你记不记得前不久
Do you remember,
他从死里复活以后
After he resurrected
他遇见以斯马乌这个以斯以他以马乌斯的门徒
He saw the disciples of Emmaus
你记不记得剥了饼以后
After breaking the bread
他忽然就不见了
Suddenly he vanished
你看见他复活的时候说不见就不见了
And when he said he vanished, he vanished
那为什么这一次主升天不说不见就不见了
But why this time he did not just vanish
他不能的你看见吗
He couldn't
现在所有人都能看见
All the people could see him
而且圣经讲得很清楚
And the Bible makes very clear
缓缓地上升的
Slowly he ascended
你不可能弄错的
You will have no mistake
你多眨几个眼睛他还在那里
No matter how many times you blink, you'll still see him.
你明白吗
Do you see that?
这是非常重要的
It's very important.
这个升天的这一位主
The ascended Lord
乃是从死里复活那位主
Is the one who resurrected from the dead.
我们一进到坟墓我们的尸体就我们的人我们的这个我们的身体就朽坏了
As soon as we go into the grave, our body becomes corrupted.
但是根据圣经
But
According to the Bible, 因为我们的主是没有罪的。
Because our Lord is without sin.
所以他圣者没有见朽坏，所以他的身体没有朽坏。
So his body did not decay.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要忘记。
Do not forget.
我们的主他复活的时候
，Our Lord when he resurrected,
他的身体从来没有腐败过，是个不朽的身体。
His body was an
undecaying,
incorruptible body.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
他的确确是带着个身体。
He did have a body.
结果你看他缓缓上升的时候
，And then slowly as he ascended.
如果他只是个灵的话。
If you're only a spirit,
你看不见的
you wouldn't see him.
他是带着个身体上去的
but he went with a body.
是缓缓上升的
slowly ascending.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
now you see.
从来没有人升过天
never had anybody ascended into heaven.
这是约翰福音说过的
that is what John's gospel said.
那你说以赛亚以利亚不是升过天吗
but didn't you say what about Elijah?
那么还有别人不是也升过天吗
and what about others?
我不回答你们你们自己去找答案
I'm not going to answer. You can find the answer yourself.
因为你说没有人升过天，就是没有人升过天。
Because the Lord said nobody has ever ascended.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that？
在这里是从来没有过的，从来没有过的。
Something that never happened before.
你看地上有一个生命
，Here you have a life on earth.
是一个完全的人
，It is a perfect man.
你看见没有
？Do you see that？
这个主的升天和道成肉身有一点的不同。
The Lord's ascension and his incarnation a little different.
主的道成肉身从天降下
，When the Lord became flesh, he came down from heaven.
我们从天降下没有看见过程。
But we did not see the actual happening process.
我们只知道说圣灵借着玛利亚怀孕的。
We just know that Mary was with child by the Holy Spirit.
当他从天降下的时候
，When he came from heaven to
earth, 你在马槽里已经看见他了。
You already saw him in the manger.
弟兄姊妹，你看道成肉身的点不在这里。
The incarnation point is not there.
道成肉身就是告诉我们说，神借着玛利亚。给主耶稣一个身体。
The incarnation just tells us that through Mary, Jesus has a body.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
现在你看见吗？
Now do you see?
你看见我们的主在船头上睡着了，他是人。
Our Lord, when he was on the bow of the ship, he fell asleep.
他起来斥责风和海，他是神。
When he stopped and rebuked the wind and the storms, he's God.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
现在你看见没有？
Do you see this?
现在你看见说我们的主，他穿上了人，穿上了人。
Our Lord has put on the man.
然后从马槽开始。
And began from a manger.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在最后的结果是什么呢？
And what is the final result?
你看见说这个生命和我们的生命都不一样。
This life is very different than ours.
我们的生命是从摇篮到坟墓。
Our life is from cradle to grave.
但是我们的主是从马槽一直到宝座。
Our Lord's life is from the manger to the throne.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果你问我
，If you would ask me，
到底主的升天为我们做了什么
？What does the ascension accomplish for us？
到底主的升天什么意思
？What does it mean？
如果你光知道主的死和主的复活
，If you only know his death and resurrection，
而没有讲到主的升天的话
，You don't speak of ascension。
你知道我们普通的领会是什么
？What is our understanding？
我们知道说我们最早神把人放在伊甸园里。
We know that at the very beginning God put man in the garden.
结果亚当犯罪了
，And Adam sinned。
结果就被赶出伊甸园
，And they were cast out of
他就失去了伊甸园。
And they lost the garden.
现在神开始他救赎的工作。
And then our Lord works on the work of redemption.
所以需要死，需要复活。
There needs death. There needs resurrection.
这都和救赎发生关系。
It all has to do with redemption.
那么我们讲的救赎的时候
，When we speak of redemption,
当然最后我们蒙恩得救了，我们又得着乐园。
And at the very end, we will gain. After we are saved, we gain the paradise.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
如果光讲主的死和他的复活的话
，If we only speak of death and resurrection,
那么很清楚的
That's very clear.
你看见吗我们不光因信称义
Not only we're justified by faith,
我们也因信成圣
we are sanctified by faith.
我们不光不在罪的审判底下
no longer we under judgment.
我们也能胜过罪
But we can overcome sin.
弟兄姊妹这不是回到伊甸园了吗
Doesn't this mean going back to the Garden of Eden?
那么这个是不是神永远的旨意
Is this God's eternal purpose?
你要慢一点
Slow down.
神当初永远的旨意是什么
God's original purpose was what?
神当初的目的是希望我们吃生命树的果子
God's original purpose was for us to eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
那个生命树的果子，生命在它里头，其实那个生命就是指着基督的生命来说。
That life of the tree of life refers to the life of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，很可惜，人没有吃生命树的果子。
But sadly, man did not eat of that tree.
那么结果，人吃了三个树的果子。
They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good.
那现在有一个问题。
Now there's a problem.
如果亚当当初真的吃了生命树的果子
，If Adam had eaten of the tree of life,
那弟兄姊妹，有什么结果呢
？What would be the result？
不要忘记
，Don't forget，
那个结果是什么结果
？What is the result？
那个结果就是 主耶稣升天所要给我们看见那个结果。
The result is the result that the Lord's ascension shows us.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
当这个我们的主升天的时候，
When our Lord ascended,
现在我们就明白神的旨意是什么。
Now we understand what God's will is.
弟兄姊妹，如果罪没有进来的话，
If sin did not come in,
我们还是要离开这个世界。
We still have to leave this world.
但是不是借着死来离开这个世界。
But we would not leave by death.
那么弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
那么神到底在我们身上的目的是什么呢？
So what is God's purpose in our life?
我们不光是因信得称义，
Not only are we justified by faith,
因信成圣，
Not only are we sanctified by faith,
保罗告诉我们因信得的荣耀。
Paul also tells us we are glorified by faith,
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the image of his son.
所以就是因为我们堕落了，
Because we fall, fell.
所以你看很清楚，
So very clearly,
有主的死，有主的复活。
There's the death and resurrection of our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹不要忘记，
But do not forget,
现在因着主的升天，
Because of our Lord's ascension,
就给我们看见，
We can see,
神所满意的
What he was, God is
satisfied.
It's not that we return back to the garden.
神所要的
What God wants.
神所要得着的
What God wants to gain.
是在亚当身上没有得到的
It's what he did not gain on Adam's life.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主升天
When our Lord ascended to heaven,
就给我们看见神永远的旨意是什么
He showed us what the eternal purpose of God is.
所以这是非常非常重要的
This is very important.
我们因着这个缘故，我们才能明白到底升天的意义在什么地方。
For this reason, we can understand the meaning of your
ascension. 这就是为什么我们所遇见乃是升天的基督。
Therefore, we can meet the ascended Christ.
弟兄姊妹，他不只叫我们乐园能重新得着。
He did not just allow us to regain paradise.
他不只叫我们因信称义或者因信成圣。
He doesn't just want to be justified or sanctified by faith.
他也叫我们能因信得荣耀。
But he wants us to be glorified by faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么会有荣耀？
How do we have glory?
我们没有荣耀。
We have no glory.
当我们磨成神儿子形象。
When we are conformed to the image of his son.
当人在我们身上看见基督的荣耀，基督的温柔和忍耐的时候，
When they see in us Christ's gentleness and love in our lives,
人要说这就是荣耀。
People will say this is glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
现在我们明白整本的路加福音。
We understand the whole gospel of Luke.
为什么路加福音这样描写呢？
Why did Luke describe it this way?
现在你就懂得了。
Now you understand.
保罗为什么说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活的？
Why did Paul say it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me?
那么他基督在里面怎么活呢？
How does Christ live in him?
不是根据保罗的模式来活，
Not according to the mode of Paul.
乃是我们的主怎么活的？
But it is how our Lord lived.
他怎样从马槽最后到宝座？
How he went from the manger to the throne.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now do you see?
所以保罗很清楚给我们看见要磨成神儿子的形象。
Very clearly, Paul shows us we need to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
好，我想我们现在还要往前推一步。
Let us move forward.
还有一个地方，那就是《使徒行传》的记载了。
Now let us look at the account in Acts.
大家要注意啊，这个《使徒行传》第一章第一节，路加怎么说
？What does Luke say in chapter 1 verse 1 of Acts?
他说：“提亚菲罗啊，我已经做了前书。”
Theophilus, the first account I composed.
所以你看见呢，原来路加有前书，也有后书。
Actually, you see, there's a first book of Luke and second book of Luke.
路加前书是路加福音。
First Luke is the Gospel of Luke.
路加后书是使徒行传。
Second Luke is Acts.
那么很有意思。
Very interesting.
这个路加前书啊，升天是摆在最后。
First Luke, the ascension is at the very end.
而路加后书呢，升天摆在最前。
But second Luke, the ascension is at the beginning.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这是非常有意思的。
It's very interesting.
你看见神的确借着路加，也借着保罗，让我们对于这些图画看得更清楚的。
God uses indeed Luke and Paul to show us these pictures to make it
clear. 保罗是有个启示的人。
Paul was one of men of revelation.
但是保罗的启示是根据历史的事实的。
But Paul's revelation was according to historical.
在保罗的身边不光有一个医生。
On Paul's side, not only was there a doctor.
路加不只是最好的医生。
Luke was not only the best physician.
路加也是最好的历史学家。
Luke was also the best historical scholar.
所以他在那里详细考察了，才给我们路加福音。
So he had actually studied it very carefully before he gave us the gospel.
也详细考察了，给我们使徒行传。
And studied carefully before giving us Acts.
所以当我们读使徒行传的时候
，So when we read the book of Acts,
一开始从升天开始的。
So it begins with the ascension.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见很清楚的。
It's very clear.
不过有一点不同。
There's one difference.
这个路加福音说主耶稣在伯大尼和门徒说再见的。
Luke said that the Lord said goodbye to the disciples in Bethany.
那么使徒行传是说主耶稣是在橄榄山升天的。
And Acts says that he ascended from the Mount of Olives.
所以我们有两首诗歌。
So we have two hymns.
一首诗歌是自波达尼你与我们分手后。
One hymn is, Since Bethany you have left us.
还有一首诗歌自从橄榄山前一别离。
And the other hymn has to do with leaving us since Mount of Olives.
那么到底是前书对呢还是后书对呢？
Which account is correct? First or second Luke?
其实两个都是对的。
All of them are correct.
那我又让你们这又让你们做你们的家庭作业，你们自己去找那个答案。
Again, I will ask you to do your homework to find the answer.
因为我们实在没有时间进到这里面去。
We don't have the time to go into it.
但要紧在这里。
But the most important is
this. 弟兄姊妹，我们要看保罗这个路这个我们要看这个这个怎么记这个谁路加怎么记载的。
We will see how Luke had the account.
那么当他记载的时候也是一样。
When he accounted, it was the same.
不过这里多了一点。
But something extra.
他说他们正看的时候他就被取上身指着我们的主被取上身
It said that they were looking, he was taken up.
那那个上身在原文又是缓缓上身
Again, the taken up was slowly taken up.
有一朵云彩就把他接去了
It was a cloud, a group of clouds that took him up.
就看不见他了
And then we did not see him.
那么是不是这样就完了呢没有
Was that the end? No.
所以下面接着下去
So it continues.
当他们正定睛望着我们的主的时候
，As they were gazing intently into the sky,
忽然有两个天使
，Suddenly,
忽然有两个人
，Suddenly two men,
身穿白衣站在旁边
，In white clothing stood beside.
你看我刚才讲天使对不对
？You know I misspoke and said angel.
因为你一读圣经一定想的是天使
，Because if you read it, you might think it's just an angel.
穿白衣服的一定是天使。
Anybody clothed in white are angels.
穿白衣服的一定是医生或者是护士。
It's either if you wear white, you're the doctor or your nurse.
你看这就是我们的读圣经。
This is how we read the Bible.
圣经没有说两个天使。
The Bible did not say two angels.
圣经说有两个人。
The two men,
穿着白衣站在旁边。
In white clothing stood beside them.
那他们的见证非常重要。
Their testimony is very important.
这个见证就告诉我们到底升天是什么意思。
Their testimony shows us what the meaning of ascension is.
所以他怎么说呢
？What does he say?
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样的来。
This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
这个升天和主的再来连在一起。
This ascension has to do with the return of our Lord.
路加前书他的升天是和道成肉身连在一起。
First Luke, the ascension had to do with the incarnation.
我很喜欢 Campbell Morgan 弟兄说一句话。
I like the words that Campbell Morgan said.
他说我们普通讲主耶稣传记的时候讲道成肉身。
Many times when we speak of the biography of our Lord Jesus, we speak of the incarnation.
我们讲道成肉身的日子指的是他地上的日子。
When we speak of the time of incarnation, we speak of his life on earth.
他说其实这是不准确的。
But he said that's not accurate.
严格说来应该是一直延伸到宝座。
Strictly speaking, we should all the way to the throne.
你看见吗
You see
因为我们的主在宝座上还带着人性。
Because our Lord still has a humanity in
the throne. 现在有一个人完全和无神心意的人现在荣耀里面。
You see a man in glory.
他是初熟的果子。
He has the first fruit.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
他不光从死里复活。
He did not only resurrect from the dead.
然后他也升到天上。
But he has ascended to heaven.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 你看这和我们的前途发生关系。
This has to do with our future.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
复活从来跟升天连在一起的。
Resurrection has to do with ascension.
要复活就升到天上去。
As long as you resurrect, it's ascending.
我们也是一样。
The same with us.
我们也是。末次号角吹响的时候
，and when the trumpet sounds，
结果我们就要复活
，we will resurrect，
然后我们要提到空中与主相遇
，we will be raptured into heaven to meet with our Lord。
所以我们的复活跟被提是连在一起的
，so our ascension has to do with rapture。
所以升天的灵就是被提的灵。
So the spirit of ascension is the spirit of rapture.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that?
那个生命成熟到一个地步，就被提到天上去。
That life is so mature that it is raptured into heaven.
为什么要被提呢
？Why rapture?
被提乃是根据生命的成熟来的。
Rapture has to do with the level of maturity.
等到生命成熟，它就被提了。
When the life is mature, you'll be raptured.
所以等到麦子成熟的时候
，So when the wheat is mature,
你看见它下面天的部分是越来越成熟的。
You will see that towards the heavens, that portion is more ripe.
它向着地的那部分的根越来越枯干的。
The portion nearest to the ground, the root,
它向天越来越活。
It is more alive toward the heavens.
它向地越来越死。
It's dying towards the earth.
所以你一收割就提走了。
So when you harvest, it goes away.
弟兄姊妹，这是为什么我们被提。
That is why we are raptured.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
被提的灵就是升天的灵
The spirit of rapture is the spirit of
ascension. 所以这就是为什么主耶稣升天以后得荣耀以后那个天堂没有迁这个乐园没有迁到天上去
Therefore, when our Lord ascended into heaven, that's why paradise did not go up.
如果已经到天上的话
If paradise were in heaven,
我们不光复活而且要被提的
Not only will we resurrect, but we will be raptured.
所以你不是下来再上去没有的
You don't come down and go back up.
所以这就给我们复活是从死里面出来
So resurrection comes out of death.
结果现在我们被提到天上。
And we are raptured into heaven.
那特别进到荣耀里面。
And then we enter into glory.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and
sisters, 在这里很清楚的。
It is very clear.
给我们看见说在路加前书你看见那个升天是和道成肉身连在一起。
In first Luke, ascension has to do with incarnation.
但是路加后书
But in second Luke,
是给我们看见那个升天是和什么是和这个和再来在一起。
Ascension has to do with our Lord's return.
主耶稣怎么升天的？
How did our Lord ascend?
从橄榄山到云端，这是第一个阶段。
From Mount Olives to the clouds, the first stage.
那么然后第二个阶段你看不见了。
And the second stage you cannot see.
第一段是公开的。
The first one is public.
第二段是秘密的。
The second stage is secret.
然后从云端到宝座。
So from the clouds to the throne.
这是主怎么升天的？
That's how he ascended.
那么如果主怎么回来的呢？
How is he going to return?
刚好反过来的。
It's exactly the reverse.
你看见他是先从宝座到了空中，到了云端，然后从云端到橄榄山。
From the clouds to Mount of Olives.
第一段他来像贼一样。
He will come. The first stage will be like a thief in the night.
没有人看见的。
Nobody will see.
那么又像晨星一样。
And it is like the morning star.
只有你等候晨星才看见。
Only if you wait for the morning star will you see.
第二段是闪电一样，是公开的。
The second stage is like the lightning, and it's public.
他乃是公义的太阳。
He is the righteous sun.
弟兄姊妹。你我不明白升天，就不会明白主的回来。
If you and I don't understand the ascension, you and I don't understand
the return. 现在你看见这些通通是紧紧连在一起。
It is all connected together.
我们一定要把这些事实把它放在一起才可以。
We have to put all these facts together.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
你如果问我说主升天以后做了什么事呢
？If you were to ask me, what did the Lord do after he ascended?
在云彩上面，门徒看不见了。
After the clouds, the disciples could not see.
但是弟兄姊妹
well, brothers and sisters,
你虽然看不见云彩上面
if you, even though you can't see above the clouds,
使徒行传给你看见主升天以后在云彩下面的
Acts shows you what is under the clouds.
在路加前书
in first Luke,
论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的
it is an account of everything that our Lord has done.
那是我们主在地上所行所教训的
that is what he taught and what he did.
现在主耶稣升天了
now he's ascended.
什么叫使徒行传呢
what is the Acts?
使徒行传告诉你说云彩上面的主耶稣好像看不见了
it is above the clouds you cannot see.
你怎么知道主升天了
how do you know he ascended?
你看看这个云彩以下的情形
you just have to look at the condition under the clouds.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白明白吗
Now you understand.
如果你要认识升天的基督
If you want to know the ascended Christ,
你只要读读整本的使徒行传就可以
Just read the book of Acts.
所以我想这一点是非常非常重要的
This is very important.
我想我们恐怕人类历史从来没有经过一个战争像最近的战争一样
Maybe in all of humanity there hasn't been a war like we've just gone through.
这个战争是战争历史上从来没有过的
This is a war that you cannot find in history.
这个战争他们称它做 digital war, 数码战争。
This war was called the digital war.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你从来没有想到人类曾经会人历史上会到一个时候会有这样的战争。
You would never have thought that there would be a war like this in humanity.
那这个战争的特点在什么地方
？What was the feature of this war？
这个特点就是许多时候我们以为地上的战争是云彩以下的。
We always thought that the war was fought under the clouds.
和云彩以上没有关系。
Had nothing to do with anything above the clouds. But no.
这是你所看见的第二次波斯湾战在伊拉克打的。
The second war, this war just in Iraq.
你看见不是有很多风暴吗？在电视里面很多风暴。
In this on TV, you saw many sandstorms.
你看美军还是继续往前去。
And yet you saw the coalition still going in.
你会担心，这种情怎么可能打胜仗
？You will feel it's very dangerous. How can they win the war?
看也看不见的。
You can't see ahead of you.
怎么可能打胜仗
？How can you win the war?
war.
那么等到美军的炸弹投在这个巴格达的时候。
So when the bombing of the coalitions began on Baghdad.
因为美军希望能够减少伤亡人数，减到最低最低。
Because the coalition did not want to have too many casualties.
他怎么会有那么有把握呢
？How are they so sure?
你知道吗
？Do you know?
这一次的战争和第一次波斯湾战争不同在什么地方
？The difference between this war in Iraq and the Persian Gulf War.
这个第一次波斯湾战争那个炸弹那个飞弹是用什么？是用镭射来导引的。
In the first Persian War, the missiles were guided by lasers.
那这一次是完全用卫星来导引的。
And this time it was guided by satellites.
换一句话说
，In other words,
云彩以上的决定了云彩以下的。
What happened above the clouds determined what happened below the clouds.
你打胜仗打败仗是上面决定，不是下面决定的。
Whether you gain a victory or you lose a war, it's dependent on what happens above the clouds.
上面告诉你这个飞弹应该怎么飞的。
Above the clouds shows you where the missile should go.
你看见它准确到什么地步呢
？It is so accurate.
如果你要把一片墙毁掉的话
，If you want to destroy a wall,
你可以。准到一个地步
It is so accurate.
你叫这个墙往里面倒，不往外面倒。
You can make sure that the wall falls this way as opposed to this way.
你往外面倒，很多就死了。
If the wall falls this way, many people might die.
很多人就叫起来，报上就叫起来了。
There, newspaper will have civilian casualties.
但是如果往里面倒的话
，But if it falls inside,
最多倒在Saddam Hussein 的身上。
The most it would do is fall on Saddam Hussein's head.
你明白吗
？So do you understand?
弟兄们，你看见没有
？Do you see that?
从来没有一个战争
，There has been no war.
你如果说你打胜仗的话
，To gain a victory.
弟兄姊妹，你若光靠镭射的话，不行的。
If you were just to use lasers, it would not be enough.
我们说这个子弹不长眼睛的嘛。
We say that bullets don't have eyes.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看现在这一支子弹长眼睛了。
But now the bullets have eyes.
这个眼睛从天上一直看下来。
And this eyes came from heaven.
所以这个缘故。
For this reason.
你到战场上去。
When you are on the battlefield.
拿枪你还带 laptop 才可以。
Not only do you have guns, you have to bring your laptop.
laptop 你才知道在什么地方。
Only with your laptop can you see where you are.
你知道敌人在什么地方。
And you know where your enemy is.
你看也看不见。
You can't see them.
怎么可以打胜仗呢
？How do you win the war?
不可能打胜仗。
It's impossible.
弟兄不要忘记
Don't forget
你看不见天上看得见
What you can't see the heavens can see
所以你只要看一看你看他们就打了胜仗
And you see they won the war
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是一个比方
This is an example
这给我们看见主耶稣升天以后
It shows us that after our Lord ascended
这给我们看见使徒行传的故事
It shows us the story of Acts
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见说自从主升天以后
Ever since our Lord ascended
你看见当初主怎样借着玛利亚的身体
How he used Mary's body
来完成神的旨意
，to accomplish God's will。
感谢主
，thank the Lord。
现在他借着一个奥秘的身体
，and now through this mystical body，
就是教会
，the church。
你看，无论到什么地方
，no matter where it goes，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
现在你看见吗？那个头在天上
，the head is in heaven。
我们的头乃是升天的基督
，our head is the ascended Christ。
再明察一下所有的光景
，anything under the clouds，
是受上面支配的
，it is controlled by above。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
什么叫做五旬节
？What is Pentecost？
五旬节是从天而降的，是不是
？It is when Pentecost descended from heaven。
所以你从圣灵升，当然从上头升的嘛。
So if you are born from the Spirit, you are born from above。
这就是基督徒的特点。
This is a special feature of a Christian。
这是尼哥底母不明白。
This is what Nicodemus could not understand. Nicodemus can only understand earthly things. But our Lord wanted to tell him heavenly things.
所以我说你必须重生
So you have to be reborn.
弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会乃在升天的境界里面诞生的。
Church was born in the ascension.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看你因着我们的主得了荣耀。
Because our Lord was glorified.
主说我去是与你们有益的。
He says that it's good for me to go.
我若不去，保惠师就不来。
If I don't go, the Comforter will not arrive.
如果保惠师不来的话，
and if the Comforter does not arrive,
那么就与你们没有益处了。
Then there is no good for you.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 现在圣灵如果降下来的话，
if the Holy Spirit were to descend,
你知道我们的主已经升天了。
You know, our Lord has already ascended. And he's been king.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
Our Lord has made him Lord and Christ.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
难怪保罗在他的书信里面。
No wonder in the epistles, Paul.
你看见吗？在三本福音书、四本福音书里面。
In the four Gospels,
基督是 titles。Christ 是 titles.
Christ is but a title.
但是到了这个使徒，到了保罗书信的时候
，But in the epistles of Paul，
在许多地方
，In many places，
它变成名字。
It became a name.
Proper name.
It became a proper name.
弟兄姊妹，为什么
？Why?
因为保罗知道
Because Paul knew,
我们主升天以后
after our Lord ascended to heaven,
他得了这个万名之上的名
he gained a name above all names.
无不口称耶稣基督为主
all those who claim him as Lord.
耶稣本来就是神给他的名字
Jesus is the name that God gave him.
现在他得着荣耀了
but now that he's glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹
so now,
你看见吗这就是保罗和其他的这个书地方和其他的这个圣经的书卷不一样的地方。
So this is differentiates Paul's epistles with all the other books.
他讲到基督耶稣，也讲到耶稣基督。
He speaks of Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
他讲到在基督里。
He says in Christ.
在基督耶稣里。
In Christ Jesus.
他没有用在耶稣里。
He never said in Jesus.
也没有在耶稣基督里。
Nor in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that?
在这里很稀奇。
It's very amazing.
今天有没有一个人说我在华盛顿里
？Can somebody say today I'm in Washington?
或者我在孔子里
？Or I'm in Confucius?
这是不可能的事。
It's impossible.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见，因为我们的主升天了。
Because we are the Lord.
现在明白吗？不光保罗受了震撼。受了震撼。
Not only did Paul was he shaken,
而且整个教会整个地也受了震撼。
But the church, the whole earth was shaken.
这就是五旬节以后教会荣耀的光景。
This is the glorious situation of the church after Pentecost.
使徒行传你怎么解释它
？How do you explain the Acts?
你看见这个你看见说路加福音是升天做结束。
In Luke, the ascension, that's how this it ended with the ascension.
使徒行传是给我们看见是升天做开始。
In the book of Acts, it begins with the ascension.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
我们的主继续的教训，继续他所行和所教训的。
Our Lord continued to do and continued to teach.
不过不要忘记。
But do not forget.
自从我们主升天以后。
After our Lord ascended.
你看一切都是从宝座开始。
Everything begins from the throne.
一切都是从天上开始。
Everything begins from heaven.
所以你可以办教会。
So today you can do church.
你可以办工厂，你不能办教会。
But you can do a business, organize a business.
你可以办公司，你不能办教会。
You can organize a business, but you cannot organize a church.
不要忘记，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
你看见教会乃是属天的东西。
The church is heavenly.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
So thank the Lord.
现在你看见吗
？Do you see it?
这个就是使徒行传。
This is the book of Acts.
所以如果我们把这些都读过了以后
，If we read all of this,
我们知道这是历史上的事实。
We know this is a historical fact.
但也许你觉得还不放心。
But you might still be worried.
主知道我们的软弱。
The Lord knows our weakness.
主知道我们的信心不够刚强。
The Lord knows our faith is not that great.
神老早知道我们。
The Lord knew us way before.
所以在旧约里面
，So in the Old Testament,
神老早就预先告诉我们。
He already foretold us.
弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
我们每一个人都是先有生活然后才有 videotape 才有录像带
All of us begin with life before we even have a videotape
但是我们的主耶稣是先有录像带然后才有他的生活
But our Lord has a videotape first then his life
你说他录像带在什么地方
You say where's his videotape
这个录像带就在有一般人手里
So this videotape is in the hands of some
这一般人曾经说钉他十字架钉他十字架
And it was the hands of those who said crucify him crucify him
弟兄姊妹你说有可能吗
Do you say is that possible
那些先知们用望远镜来往前望的时候
Those prophets when they looked through the binoculars to the future
他们能不能看到主升天呢
Could they see the ascension of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，有一个人看到了。
There is one who saw it.
他看到他几乎生病了。
He saw it to the point of being sick.
他想知道到底这个解释在什么地方。
He wanted to find where the explanation was.
弟兄姊妹，稀奇的很。
It's very amazing.
这是旧约的先知。
This is the Old Testament prophet.
他们拿着时间的望远镜。
They saw the binoculars of time.
他们有一天看到升天这件事。
One day they saw the ascension.
他们不明白。
They couldn't understand.
他们吓住了。
They were afraid.
从来没有这件事。
They was astounded.
怎么一个人还上升呢
How could somebody slowly ascend?
怎么一个人能够进到荣耀里面去呢
How can somebody enter into glory?
在旧约里面你怎么可以有这种思想呢
How can you even have that thought in the Old Testament?
你从创世纪一直到马拉基书你找不到这种思想
From Genesis to Malachi, you don't have that thought.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗难怪看见了就生病了
No wonder when they saw it, they got sick.
他不行了受不了了
They couldn't stand it.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank you.
那这个预言在什么地方
Where is this prophecy?
我们看但以理书第七章
Let us turn to Daniel Chapter 7.
但以理书第七章
Daniel chapter 7.
第十三节
Verse 13.
我在夜间的异象中观看，这是我是指着但以理说的。
I kept looking in the night vision. This I is Daniel.
见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来。
And behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming.
被领到亘古常在者面前。
And he came up to the Ancient of Days.
得了权柄，荣耀国度时，各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。他的国必不败坏。
And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away.
那路加福音当主升天的时候，我们最多看到云彩就完了。
In Luke, when we saw the ascension, the most we saw was a cloud.
云彩以后，但以理看见。
After the clouds, Daniel saw.
他说有一位像人子驾着天云而来。
He says, one like a son of man was coming.
被领到亘古常在者的面前，到神的面前去。
And was presented before him as he came to the Ancient of
Days. 得了权柄、荣耀、国度时，各方、各国、各族人都侍奉他。
And that he was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, and all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him.
他的权柄是永远的，不能废去的。他的国必不败坏。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away. His kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
然后下面但以理就生病了。
And then Daniel was sick.
他至于我但以我的灵在我里面愁烦，我脑中的意象使我惊惶。
As for me, Daniel, my spirit was distressed within me, and the visions in my mind kept alarming me.
就近一位势力者问他这一切。真情，他就告诉我，将这事的讲解给我讲明。
I approached one of those who were standing by and began asking him the exact meaning of all of this.
那弟兄姊妹，现在但以理想知道真情。
Daniel wants to know what's happening.
但以理想知道那个解释。
He wants to understand the explanation.
这就是我们这两天所要做的。
This is what we want to do these
two days. 我们看见这个意象以后。
After we see this image.
我们要问那个解释在哪里。
We have to say where's the explanation.
这完全不可想象的。
It is something we can never think of.
怎么一个人真的升到天上去呢？
How can one man be ascended into heaven?
在荣耀里面有一个人子。
In glory there's a son of man.
姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
在这个升天的意象里面。
In this image of
这里明明给我们看一个像人子。
We see a son of man.
所以在宝座里面，你看见带着人性。
In the throne, you see humanity.
但不光如此。
But not only that.
他得了权柄。
He has gained dominion,
glory,
nation.
弟兄姊妹，他真的神立他为主为基督了。
The Lord, he is Lord and Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，难怪但以理看见了是这样的反应的。
No wonder Daniel reacted the way he did.
因为他没有办法领会这件事。
He couldn't understand this.
神知道我们的软弱。
God knows our weakness.
所以你看见圣灵多么奇妙。
So it's amazing what the Spirit does.
就把这个预言描写在我们面前。
So the Spirit describes this prophecy before us.
但等一等，我们要听圣灵怎么说。
But then we have to hear what the Spirit says.
所以下面十七节。
Verse 17.
这四个大兽就是四王将要在世上兴起。
These great beasts, which are four in number, are four kings who will rise from the earth.
原来在讲到人子驾云而来以前。
It speaks of before the one of the Son of Man coming.
但以理看见有四只兽从地中海上来。
Daniel saw four great beasts coming from the Mediterranean.
那么然后呢？第一个是狮子，第二个是熊，等等等等。
One was a lion, one was a bear, etc.
那么我们根据预言，我们知道根据但以理是第二章。
And according to Daniel 2 prophecy,
那个乃是指着地中海两岸要兴起的四个大的帝国来说。
It speaks of the four great kingdoms that were to come up.
那么第一个是巴比伦帝国。
The first was the Babylonian kingdom.
巴比伦帝国不是老早就有了吗？
Wasn't the Babylonian kingdom in the past?
那为什么神说尼布加尼撒你是金头？
Why did the Lord say Nebuchadnezzar, you are the golden head?
你到第七章就明白了。
In chapter 7 you understand.
因为这只狮子是从海里上来的。
Because this lion came from the sea.
所以巴比伦虽然很早很早。
So even though Babylon was way
before,
but when did it arrive at the Mediterranean?
那是尼布加尼撒的时候。
During the time of Nebuchadnezzar.
看神的话多么准确。
It is so clear.
古列将军也这样。
The same thing with Cyrus.
古列本来波斯大帝国老早老早的历史。
The Persian Empire was also part of history.
现在不是狮子上来，而且熊上来。
But not only has the lion come up, but the bear.
所以弟兄姊妹很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
这里给我们看见。
We see.
有四个大的帝国，用四只兽来代表。
Four great kingdoms represented by four beasts.
那么第二章给我们看金银铜钱。
The chapter 2 shows us gold, silver, and bronze.
那是皇帝做的梦。
It is the dream of a king.
皇帝所看见的世界都是外面的金银铜铁辉煌的。
The only thing they see is an awesome gold, silver, bronze.
但是在但以理眼中。
But in the eyes of Daniel,
你看以色列就也像羊一样，从狮子的口里，然后到了熊的口里，然后到了其他野兽的口里。
Israel is like a lamb, from the mouth of a lion to the mouth of a bear to other beasts.
弟兄姊妹，你看见但以理书是给我，但以理第二章给我们看见世界的外面。
Daniel 2 shows us the outer appearance of the world.
你知道今天年轻人只看见世界的外面。
Today young people only see the outer appearance of the world.
没有人看见世界里面堕落的情形。
Nobody sees the corrupt situation, fallen nature.
堕落到一个地步。
It's fallen so much.
人已经不像人了。
That man no longer looks like man.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在有第五个国。
Now there's a fifth kingdom.
这个国叫做人子的国。
This kingdom is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
到了这个国里面。
And in this kingdom.
人要像人了。
Man will be like man.
神成为人
，When God became man，
乃是要叫人成为人
，is so that man could be man，
不是叫人成为神的
，not for man to become God。
你看见吗？神成为人是要叫人成为人
，God became man so man could be man，
是像主耶稣那样的一位人
，just like a man like Jesus。
所以当你读圣经的时候
，when you read the Bible，
你现在看得很清楚
，it's very clear。
因着这个缘故
，for this reason，
你看见说神要兴起一个国
，God is going to bring forth a kingdom。
在这个国里面
，and in this kingdom，
你看见那是人。
A man, you'll see a man.
所以那个叫做人子的国。
It is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
那如果这样的话，人子这个王是第五个王，是不是
？So the king in this kingdom must be the fifth king.
所以第五个王的出现
，So the appearance of the fifth king
是在前面四个王以后，对不对
？It appears after the first four kings, right?
很有意思的
，Very interesting.
这四个王在圣经里面都提到他们名字。
All these four kings are named in the Bible.
我知道是谁。
We know who they are.
第一个尼布加尼撒。
First Nebuchadnezzar.
第二个古列将军，我们也知道。
Second, we know Cyrus.
第三希腊大帝国，当然亚历山大。
And we know Alexander the Great.
就那个大的角。
That
大的那个角。
That great horn.
那么第四个呢
？What about the fourth one?
那不要忘记。
Do not forget.
第四个一过去以后
，After the fourth passes away,
人子就降生了。
Then the Son of Man will arise.
第十字架了。
Crucified,
然后升天了
，and then he will ascend to heaven.
你看见吗？现在我们要问
，we have to ask
第四个王在哪里
？Who is the fourth king?
我们来看路加福音。
Let us turn to Luke.
路加福音
，Luke
第二章
，Chapter two.
路加福音第二章
，Luke Chapter two.
当那些日子，雅古斯该杀雅古斯都有旨意下来。叫天下人民都报名上册。
Verse 1. Now it came about in those days that the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited towns.
然后下面就大家都知道伯利恒的故事。
And then we have the story of Bethlehem.
然后主耶稣就降生了。
And then Jesus was born.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个雅古斯都就是罗马帝国那个王。
Caesar Augustus is that king of the Roman Empire.
就是圣经里所预言那个四只兽的其中的一个。
That is one of the four beasts.
等到雅古斯都出现以后。
After Caesar Augustus appeared.
你看见我们的主就诞生了。
Then our Lord was born.
然后为我们钉十字架。
Then he was crucified.
为我们复活。
He resurrected for us.
弟兄姊妹，然后为我们升天。
Then he ascended for us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在我们明白。
Now we understand.
当你把圣经中的事实、
When you gather the history
和圣经中的预言放在一起的时候
，and you put it the prophecy together，
现在我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所有的年轻弟兄姊妹
，all young brothers and sisters，
我们非常的有把握。
We all have assurance.
我们的主为我们钉十字架是历史的事实。
Our Lord, when He went to that cross, is a historical fact.
为我们复活是事实。
When He resurrected, is a historical
为我们升天也是历史的事实。
His ascension is also a historical
但是更稀奇的。
But even more amazing.
圣经用两本书，就是路加前书跟路加后书。
The Bible uses two books, First Luke and Second Luke.
给我们看见。
To show us.
不光主耶稣升天了。
Not only did our Lord ascend to heaven.
你知道为什么主耶稣升天吗
？Do you know why He ascended to heaven?
不光叫我们得失去的乐园能够复得
，Not only for us to regain the lost paradise，
他能把我们带回到神永远的旨意
，But that He might bring us back into the eternal purpose of God，
叫我们得着儿子的名
，So that we can gain sonship，
磨成神儿子的形象
，To be conformed to the image of the Son of God。
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
你看见这一切的工作
，All of this work，
都是为着神永远的旨意
，Is for God's eternal purpose。
所以但愿主对我们伸出手
，May the Lord speak to the depths of our heart。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们特别想到在座的年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We especially pray for the young people here.
在他们人生早晨的时候。
In the very early stages of their life.
我们求你把这些话深深地印在他们的身上。
May you impress these words deeply in their hearts.
我们的主，感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
你不只把事实呈现在我们的眼前。
Not only have you made manifest the reality in our lives.
你让我们明白为什么你们升天。
You also enable us to understand why you ascended.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们实在遇见了升天的主。
We have met the ascended Christ.
今天升天的基督就住在我们的里面。
And the ascended Christ lives in us today.
是这样的一位主叫我们回到两千年前。
It is this Lord who takes us back 2,000 years ago.
给我们看见那个荣耀的事实。
To show us that glorious fact.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, be gracious.
聚会虽然散去。
Even though the meeting is ending.
你继续对我们每一个人说话。
Continue to speak it to each and every one.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
We pray this in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.